You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for an offering of light with Robin Chaney.
Robin Chaney.
Live from RobinChaney.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is an offering of light
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio. My name is Robin Chaney. I am a healer, and I am here to help you heal and move forward in your life. If you didn't happen to, that is my dog Gemma wanting a cookie. Excuse her. Sorry about that. If you do like what I have to offer here, please go to my website at robinchaney.com, and you can see the list of stuff that I am able to help you with, or at least try to help you with. So, welcome back to those who have been here before, and welcome to the new people. I'm excited you're here, and we're just kicking off the Thursday night radio show. Okay, I have a fruit fly. If y'all don't know, I eat a lot of fruits, and I have a fly. So, sorry. Okay, so let's just go ahead and get into healing, okay? So everybody get comfortable, whatever that looks like for you. Just be comfortable. Not driving. Please don't drive and do this. All right. So on the count of three, we're going to take a deep breath in. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And release. All right. Let's do that one more time on the count of three. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And release. And my apologies for my dog. She is excited this evening. All right. So I'm just going to start running light. And I call it light because it looks like light to me as it goes into your bodies. And for me, it's the divine light of God here to heal and to help you move forward. All right. So we're just getting in there. I feel a calmness, so that's good. I haven't tapped into anybody in particular yet, but I'm sure I will. Well, maybe sometimes I don't. If everybody is here for similar things, then I won't need to. Okay, so right now I'm picking up some energy that's really strong, like in the head. Oh my goodness, a lot of phlegm just went down my throat, and it's a lot, really thick, and now I'm feeling, I'm picking up somebody with a lot of, you know, like mucus in their sinus cavity. It's affecting their head, the headaches. Oh my goodness, really horrible headaches. The ears are all stuffed up. Then my nose is all stuffed up. So I'm connecting with somebody who has allergies. So let's do what we can to help this person. It feels male, and it feels like they're going to watch the replay. Okay, here we go. Oh, I'm already starting to breathe better, or he should already be able to breathe better through his nose. Feels like it's going to go into the throat and move down. Oh, he may have caught. Did you get? No. Okay. Maybe. Feels like there's just a little bit in the chest, but there's stuff in the throat as well, but it's mainly in the head. Yeah. Okay. Let's see what we can do with this. Unfortunately, I'm just going to work instead of tending to my dog right now. I mean, not unfortunately, unfortunately for her. She does this as soon as I start working because she knows I will give her lots of cookies if she is disruptive. But the bad thing is she's almost out of cooking. So I'm trying to ration her, and she's not a fan of rationing. Okay. All right. So my nose, the nose of this person, of this male, feels better. Although I do feel like it's running. So like I'm actually having a little bit of liquid come out of my nose. which is exciting for me because that means it's releasing and coming out. My throat. Yeah. Okay. I don't feel as much pressure in his head anymore. Yay. I'm excited about. Let me go into the sinus cavity. When I go into the sinus cavity, I'm also in the ears and I just want to scratch my ears. You know, that itch where you, it's like in your head, that's in your ear, and you like are digging in your ear and like scratching it and you just can't get to it. That's that itch. That's what this poor gentleman has. So let me see if I can reach it. How about that? Drawing some phlegm. This phlegm was not as bad. Okay, so we have a trajectory of healing going on for this gentleman. Very exciting. And if you are here, you are also receiving light. So my attention is just on this gentleman. So you're also receiving light, also receiving healing. So just because my attention is not on you, it doesn't mean that you aren't receiving healing. You are open to it. You will receive it. Okay. But I am human and can only concentrate on a couple things at a time. All right. So I feel some healing going on in the throat and the chest. Although it feels higher on the chest, not deeper. My lungs feel good, but they feel a little bit constricted, but I think we're going to be able to help with that. All right. So I'm really tapping into this gentleman's energy. Excuse me. There's a cough. I'm picking up on dizziness, or I'm feeling dizziness from him. I'm also getting some more people. Okay. I'm just getting a buffet of symptoms right now from the people that are here now, and then will be here later. And I just swallowed and there's very little phlegm. So we have a good trajectory on this gentleman, but my throat is very painful, but really scratchy and sore. So that is intensifying, which I'm kind of excited because it feels like it's going from the head to the chest, and then we'll bring it out through the throat and the mouth. Okay, my breathing is feeling better. This gentleman's breathing is feeling better, although it's still really constricted. So on a really deep breath, it's not able to fully go as deep as it wants to. Now I have some more pain in my throat. Okay, good. This is good. It's coming up and out. And now I don't feel it anymore. I feel a little bit here. The big soreness is gone. All right, we have a little more coming up. I just swallowed hardly any phlegm again. Again, this was some phlegm, but there was just a little tiny bit. So we have some drainage going on. Very excited about that. Letting that go. I don't have the ear issues. I'm not feeling this. I feel a little pressure here. We are taking this out. Yay. And I just took a complete deep breath. So yippee. That's exciting. We still have some drainage. I think this drainage is going to go on for two to three days. Okay. So 2 to 3 days with this drainage, but it is just letting it out. The headache should be subsiding within the next 20 to 30 minutes after this gentleman watches this. It's pulling. The ear stuff is kind of moving down. Good. So it can drain. My chest is feeling is much better now. Little pressure in the jaw. This is somebody else I'm picking up on. We have pressure in the jaw. Might be trigeminal neuralgia. Okay. Trigeminal neuralgia is really intense. And I'm so sorry, whoever this is that is experiencing this. Oh, my heart goes out to you. This takes more healing than just what I'm able to do this evening. So keep coming back. If this is you with the trigeminal neuralgia, keep coming back so you can keep getting healing, okay? I have some flutters going on in my chest area. Who is this? This is a different person. Okay. And it's going down into the abdomen. Let me see if I can get rid of that. Nice. We have some energy movement. Good. I don't feel those flutters anymore for this person. So that's good. Very deep breath. That's nice. It's good when you can breathe so deeply, right? You get all that oxygen in your blood. Feels so good. Picking up on some dizziness. My guides just had me breathe through my nose in and out, and it's clear. Yay. All right. So the person with all that phlegm, the next 2 days is going to be some drippy. Okay. Drippy and coming out. But yay. Okay. Whatever you caught, it is working its way out. Okay. And hopefully, if this is like seasonal allergies, hopefully I'm able to kill enough of those pathogens that it will start going away. Now I have I think I was picking up on a couple people with the head pressure and the phlegm. So seeing allergies before, but now I'm feeling like it's viral. So I think it's somebody else, another person's energy coming through. Ooh, I forgot to open my eyes, y'all. Ha! Oops. I didn't see you. I need to keep my eyes open so I can tell when I'm about to be cut off. So Dave will tell me when. 2 minutes, he says. All right, we have 2 minutes. Yay. Okay. I'm going to intensify some of this healing energy. Okay. Yay. So the person with the virus, with the congestion due to like the flu, it is pushing through. Okay. Give it 2 days, 3 days. Okay. The person with the allergies, this is still going for you. Okay. But I am working on the pathogen that supports this, which we want to kill them off, right? So you don't have it. You should also have a lot of phlegm and you might be coughing up some stuff over the next few days, okay? Pulling it out of the chest, pulling it out of the head, just getting it out of the body because the body doesn't want it. That's why it's wrapping it in mucus to kick it out, right? All right, I'm trying to keep my eyes open while I just finish up working. But thank you all for coming out tonight. Greatly appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed this little bit of healing that I have to offer. And yeah, come back next week. I'm here on Thursdays, 8 to 8:50. And I'm just going to, I have 60 seconds left. So I'll just run some light as we sign off. And remember, I have a live healing event coming up on Saturday, the 25th. It's 12 p.m. Eastern. So go to robinchaney.com if you're interested in doing that. I do live healings where I read people right there on the screen and you can see them heal. And maybe you will be chosen to be one of those guinea pigs. I'm sorry, clients. All right, we have 30 seconds left, so I am just going to send some beautiful energy to everybody, and I wish and I hope that you have an incredible week, a fulfilling week, and that I see you again next Thursday. All right, good night.